This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. Well, when you head out today, make sure you grip the steering wheel hard and hang on to your hat.
When the house wings to above the clouds.
And the wind was flying above and below the clouds. Craig and Andrea got a good blast of it walking across the Brooklyn Bridge.
It's bracing.
So you're putting a positive spin on this.
Of course. We come from Ireland. The weather in Ireland is like this all the time.
I had to pull my hat on a couple of times. I thought it was going to fly off, but it was okay.
AccuWeather says it feels like it's in the teens. The winds are gusting about 45 miles an hour, well past the limit for operating cranes in the city.
Everyone knows it's windy.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
It's now up to a Manhattan judge to decide what is next in the Eric Adams case. Federal Justice Dale Ho has yet to respond to the government's request to drop the corruption charges against Mayor Adams. Under the law, it would be tough to refuse, but it's a case like no other. Last week, 8 federal prosecutors resigned in protest of the DOJ's order to dismiss it. In the city today, more demonstrations are happening.
Hey, ho, ho! Eric Adams has got to go!
They chanted and picketed outside City Hall, demanding that Governor Kathy Hochul remove Mayor Adams from office.
We need the governor of New York to grow a spine and stand up to Donald Trump.
That's Alice Nascimento of New York Community for Change. She says the mayor has sold out the city and can no longer govern effectively. Brooklyn Council member Sandy Nurse joined in.
Eric Adams, if he's not willing to do the right thing by New Yorkers and step down, the governor needs to make the right choice.
Woo!
And I hope she does.
The organizations say more political leaders need to step up and weigh in. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A teen is facing charges for what appears to be an accidental shooting at a home in Queens.
A 16-year-old boy is in police custody and facing manslaughter charges after shooting and killing his friend, 17-year-old Daiza Barkley. Police believe this shooting was accidental, and they're trying to figure out exactly how these teens got their hands on a gun. Police showed up on Clover Place this Saturday after a 911 call came in that a 17-year-old girl was shot in the head. She was rushed to Jamaica Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Police say this investigation is ongoing. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Holliswood, Queens.
It was a violent start to the holiday in East New York. A 44-year-old man is dead after after getting stabbed in the chest on Van Sicklin Street just before 1 a.m. He's been identified as Jermaine Morant. So far, no arrests and no word on what triggered the attack. New York City public schools are cracking down on students using free Omni cards for the wrong reasons.
Kids can use the cards four times a day, and the MTA knows where they're being used, but doesn't have student information. That belongs to the DOE.
This is just the latest example of transit surveillance overreach,
says Albert Fox Kahn with the Surveillance Tech Oversight Project.
This massive citywide surveillance effort just to respond to a handful of allegations that some kids might have shared their cards or even sold them.
The MTA tells the DOE when a card isn't being used near the school it was assigned, the school would make the decision to deactivate the card on a case-by-case basis. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The MTA tells us any data in their system is attributable only at the school level. We have yet to hear back from the Department of Education. More people on Long Island say they lost thousands of dollars after mailing checks which were stolen.
I feel so vulnerable. I felt so stupid.
That's the way Donna says she feels after she says she mailed her town property taxes of $10,000 plus, and the check was stolen and cashed using a different name. She was the victim of check washing.
Upon image of the check, that was not my handwriting. It looked like whoever that was left everything the same except for the payee.
She won't mail checks anymore. The Postal Service in a statement says mail theft is the highest priority, and anyone who believes they are a victim should call the Postal Inspector's Office. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.